Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today we will conclude the debate that we aired part of on Monday, the debate between me and National Right to Life about the Republican presidential candidate being anything but pro-life, not pro-life, but a pro-abort, and that he's just lying to us to get our money and our votes. So that'll be fascinating. But first, this note, today's Rocky Mountain News, page 7, a tremendous article about Brian Rohrbaugh being the vice presidential running mate of Ambassador Alan Keyes in America's Independent Party on the ballot. They're on the ballot in Colorado, in Florida, in California, in quite a few other states. They're registered. And so it's a great article. And on page 8, our dear friend John Wycheck confronted Colorado Governor Bill Ritter on the steps of the Capitol yesterday because Ritter was coming out against the personhood amendment. John Wycheck did a fabulous job. What a testimony for the truth right there on page 8 of the Rocky Mountain News. You want to read both of those. You'll enjoy them. We'll try to get to them soon. But right now, let's go to my debate with Brian Johnston, the national political director of National Right to Life.
All right, Brian, you're willing to vote for Dole, who affirmatively gives the authority to kill 15,000 kids a year. I'd like to ask you.
He affirmatively denies the 1 million.
Right, agreed.
Three quarter million, he affirmatively denies those.
Right, which he knows you'll never pass anyway. He does that to get votes and support from people like you, but we'll be right back. All right, let's get back with Brian, who says Bob Dole is pro-life. Brian?
Bob.
All right, go right ahead.
Yeah, Bob, I'm hoping, I know that you've kind of made a commitment to your position.
Have you, Brian?
Excuse me?
Have you made a commitment to your position?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay.
And that's why we're talking. And I actually deal with the legislature here in California, various legislatures in the West, and I know it's very difficult. I would encourage listeners, if they're frustrated about the process and about what the candidate sees, to get involved in the process. It is difficult. There are tough decisions that have to be made, and you can't always get 100%, and it's frustrating when you can't get the 100%. I know it. I've been there. But if we turn away from this battle,
but sometimes
then
it's
who will do it? If we aren't willing to do the things that Lincoln had to put up with, and that other great, we're talking about a process of public policy, and it's not like being behind a pulpit.
All right,
I
so
wish that it was.
Right,
I wish that we had unrestrained ability.
So, Brian, sometimes, since we're in the real world, the political debate, sometimes we just have to get our hands dirty say, I know this isn't what, you know, God doesn't say kill one innocent child to get what you want, but once in a while, we have to support killing a single child in order to get more votes.
Now, as you know, Bob, that's a mischaracterization.
No, I don't know, Brian.
It would be mean of me to say that about Jerry Falwell.
Brian, let's talk about Dole.
No, we talked about Jerry Falwell.
I have
and people attacked him for doing. Are you saying that Jerry Falwell was
Dole.
Wrong?
Brian, let's talk about Dole. I've never seen Jerry Falwell show in my life. I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV.
No, he helped elect Ronald Reagan.
Okay, good. And Ronald Reagan did not believe you should kill children whose fathers are criminals.
No, he did at one time, but he came our way because we were willing to not shoot our wounded.
He repented when he ran for president, or in before. All right, here's Bob Dole. I support a constitutional amendment restricting abortion except for rape and incest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, this is what Bob Dole's saying. He believes it should be in the Constitution that you cannot kill your children unless the father is a criminal.
And Bob, if I could.
Yeah.
I don't support that position.
You just support
But hang on, hang on.
Right.
But it is much, much, much. It is, there's a chasm of separation between that position and the position of the other man running for president.
Right, Dole.
And therefore, and in fact, as you pointed out earlier, if he got that position, that would, as you know, rape and incest, that is so minuscule. That's less than, you point out, yes, there's a certain amount that still would not be prohibited. But it would ban the 1.75 million. So therefore, if I was to stand and say, no, Bob Dole, you're not perfect, though. Be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Therefore, I will not give you my vote.
Brian, that's a straw dummy you keep putting up. No pro-lifer I know thinks we're going to find a perfect person.
Okay.
But there's a difference between wanting a pastor, say, for a church who's basically upright and moral,
yes,
and one who's sleeping with his girlfriend. You say, I oppose the one sleeping
with
his girlfriend, even though I'm not so stupid to think I could find a perfect one.
That's right.
So here's what I want for president.
And we're talking about Bill Clinton?
Here's what you want
Bill Clinton?
Here's what I want for president. I don't want a perfect person. There's no such thing. I just want one who does not support in law killing 15,000 kids a year. I don't want to teach Bob Dole.
You know what? But here's the point. Here's the point. We either have the one who will stop 1.25 million, or we have the one who will endorse all killing.
You think Bob Dole is going to stop abortions?
He will help us do what we, in other words,
we have
got to move ahead.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. George W. Bush is the perfect example of this. He is against abortion except for rape and incest. South Dakota was trying to ban all abortions, and he said, no, that's not my position. So in reality, these exceptions are a window to their soul. They will let the government allow the killing of all these unwanted kids if they can't kill their few. It's not a matter of saving all but a few. It's a matter of electing pro-abortion, heartless Republicans who lie to us and say they're pro-life. They're not. John McCain is a child killer. He's funded Planned Parenthood to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's continue.
You think Bob Dole is going to stop abortions?
He will help us do what we, in other words,
we have got
to move ahead.
Brian,
Clinton will take us back.
Brian,
you pointed out.
You're wrong.
You pointed out that the next president is going to have judicial appointments.
Bob Dole has only made one promise about Supreme Court justice appointees. He promised, I got this in the Eagle Forum newsletter right here.
Yeah.
He promised that he will consider pro-abortion judges for the Supreme Court.
No, what he said is that he would not use it as a litmus test.
He promised.
And I think that's promised, but here's the thing.
You think what?
I think that we have a better chance at getting a Scalia from Bob Dole.
Yeah, that's the best you've gotten. Out of 7 out of 9, the best you've gotten is a judge who thinks it's not his duty to protect innocent children.
He did not say that.
Yes, that's, no, he
did. No, he did not say it's not my duty to protect innocent children.
He said the matter should not be in the Supreme Court.
That's right. And you know why? Are you familiar with how abortion became legalized?
It's not my duty.
Abortion was legalized by the Supreme Court.
It is his duty. It's in the Constitution.
To overturn Roe v. Wade, I agree.
No, it's in the Constitution that no one shall lose life or liberty without due process. The U.S. Supreme Court is the right place for this to be decided.
That's right. He wants to decide it.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Antonin Scalia.
You think there ought to be a right to abortion? No problem. The Constitution says nothing about it. Create it the way most rights are created in a democratic society. Pass a law.
In a moment, we're going to play an audio clip of more Antonin Scalia. In the 12 years since this debate with National Right to Life, Antonin Scalia has said the same thing he was saying back then, that it's not his job to protect an unborn child. An unborn child does not have the right to life, is not a person created in God's image and likeness, and the states can decide to kill that child. That is not a pro-life position. That's a pro-choice position by process. If you follow the process, I'll affirm your right to kill that child. That's not pro-life. And Scalia is the best that National Right to Life has got after 40 years. That's the fruit of their compromised, godless strategy. Let's continue.
It's in the Constitution that no one shall lose life or liberty due process. The U.S. Supreme Court is the right place for this to be decided.
That's right. He wants to decide it. He wants to overturn Roe v. Wade.
No,
The point is, Bob.
Brian, don't
lie. If I could.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Regarding Scalia, that earlier clip, we have a lengthier version of that clip and a couple others. This is the true Antonin Scalia mocking the right to life, the child in the womb, mocking. You'll hear that. Also, homosexual marriage, any immorality, it's okay as long as you follow the process. last month, September 2008, Antonin Scalia was on 60 Minutes. Let's listen in.
But you do admit that values change. We do adapt. We move.
That's fine. And so do laws change. Because values change, legislatures abolish the death penalty, permit same-sex marriage if they want. That's how the change in a society occurs. I confess I'm a social conservative, but it does not affect my views on cases. On the abortion thing, for example, if indeed I were trying to impose my own views, I would not only be opposed to Roe versus Wade, I would be in favor of the opposite view, which the anti-abortion people would like adopted, which is to interpret the Constitution to mean that a state must prohibit abortion.
And you're against that?
Of course, it's not
in the Constitution.
There's nothing there on that.
They didn't write about that.
We should progress democratically. You think there ought to be a right to abortion? No problem. The Constitution says nothing about it. Create it the way most rights are created in a democratic society. Pass a law. And that law, unlike a constitutional right to abortion created by a court, can compromise. It can see. Oh, I was going to say it can split the baby. I should not use it.
Scalia doesn't think that the unborn child has a right to life. It no longer means anything to say that a judge is pro-life. It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. Because National Right to Life, Jay Sekulow, Focus on the Family, James Dobson, they have destroyed what it means to be pro-life. To mean that a baby is a person made in God's image and likeness, that the baby has a right to life, it no longer means that. You know what it means? It means vote for the Republican nominee for president. That's what it means. And then they will lie to you about the accomplishments to tell you we have these pro-life laws and these pro-life judges, and it is a lie. It's a partisan political hack lie. Let's continue.
He says he wants the states to decide it. It belongs.
Bob, who decided before Roe v. Wade?
It's in the Constitution. The Supreme Court.
Is murder in the Constitution?
Yes.
No, it's not. Murder is not. Murder's
You're
statutes
wrong.
Are passed. Excuse me,
Brian.
Just for a second. I want you to understand this because it's important. We talked about the need for your listeners and for all Christians to have facts because my people die for lack of knowledge. They do zeal without knowledge is not
Ryan,
good.
You can't lose life or liberty without due process of law. That's murder.
No. There are murder statutes in California and in Indiana.
I know that, Brian, but in the Constitution, you can't murder someone.
That's right.
Right.
No. It doesn't say murder, though.
No, it says lose life or
That's
liberty.
Right. And what it points out is that the states, therefore, may enact statutes how murder is to be dealt with.
Brian, we're talking about should
the
it be legalized. Brian, should it be legalized? The Constitution says it cannot be. And the U.S. Supreme Court has that duty, but we have all compromising appointees. So we'll never win with your plan. We'll be right back. All right. Going back with Brian Johnson and the National Right to Life. Brian.
Bob, I just want folks to realize that this has been a very media-driven campaign, and I think that we can look at what will likely be a low turnout, a lot of the mushy middle who would probably go with Clinton because they like the glib, easy way in which he just slides things around with the truth. They're not going to show up at the polls, and this might be, well, a closer race than the media is projecting. In 1980, Ronald Reagan was behind Jimmy Carter in every single poll right up to Election Day. And it's important for Christians to go out and vote. It's important to make a difference. And I realize that you don't agree entirely with me on Bob Dole, but I think for those out there who really do want to move, and if it is just one step at a time, but want to move towards the light of having protection again for unborn children, that you need to get out and vote and support the best possible candidate that we have out there who can stop Bill Clinton.
Well,
and that is Bob Dole.
The lesser,
and history depends on that.
The lesser of two
history.
Evils. Yeah.
And it's not the lesser of two evils.
Oh, it's not.
No, because if we make the perfect the enemy of the good, then good will always
be
Brian, evil.
Hey, Brian, with that cliche, how many tens of thousands of kids can you kill just based on that one cliche alone? If Bob Dole...
How many million will die at Bill Clinton's hand?
Right, Brian, you're going to blame me for killing children.
No, I'm blaming Bill Clinton. I'm hoping you will join me in opposing Bill Clinton.
Because I won't support a child killer, you're going to blame me. I want to know, with that mindless cliche that you use,
I'm sorry, I've never called you mindless.
What if Bob Dole tripled the number of kids he's willing to kill? He ups it to 45,000 a year because his true colors come out. Are you still going to support him because he wants to kill a few less than Clinton? Once you start compromising on killing innocent children, where's the logical place to stop, Brian?
Well, let me ask you, where's the logical place to start, Bob? Where are you going to start in protecting these babies? I've been doing it now for the last 15 years. I want to know where you're going to start.
Well, Brian...
Please tell me.
Of the children I've saved, there are children alive today... Because I've convinced their mothers not to have abortions.
As if I.
Boyfriends to go after their girlfriends and stop them from having abortions. But I've never once supported anyone knowingly who's going to advocate killing a child. Do you remember why God tried to kill Balaam? Balaam was a prophet of Israel. And there was a king, Balak, while they're wandering in the wilderness. And Balak wanted Balaam to prophesy against Israel. And Balaam wouldn't do it. But he
consider me a donkey, brother. Consider me your donkey.
He thought about it. Balaam thought about compromising, but he didn't do it. He thought about it. And God met him on the way to kill him. But God didn't kill him. He spared him until a few chapters later, and he was killed by the army of Israel.
How did God stop him?
From trying to compromise?
Yes.
He spoke to him through a mule.
What?
Through a mule.
Yes, and I'm your mule.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm your mule.
Brian.
And I want you to know.
Brian, Balaam's sin was he was thinking about compromising. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything. Balak wanted him to prophesy against Israel. He said, I can't do it. He never did it. But he thought about it. Does God anywhere in the Bible say compromise ever once? It's not hard, Brian.
We're talking about Bob Dole.
Now,
Bob Dole president.
Does God ever once in the Bible say compromise?
Well, I'm not here. You're there to lead people as a prophet, or in the Word. You're there. I'm not here to do that. Okay. I'm not here to do that. I am familiar with that Christ wants us to be involved. He wants us to not...
How about, Brian, if we're going to compromise, do you think we should start on the commandment, thou shalt not murder? Is that the place that we start? You know, Bob Dole has voted and supported Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No one's saying to compromise. See, you've defined this, and you've made it, you've made a position, and you've defined it in a way that you're just settling. So therefore, it's evil in here because you've pronounced it so, and you have said that you're speaking. You're using God's name. I hope that you're not using it in vain. I really hope you're not. I am saying this. I don't want to invoke God's name in this. I want people themselves to consider scripturally. But I'm not going to say, hey, God is telling you not to vote for Bob Dole. I fear God too much to say that.
Brian,
I have to look at my children.
Brian, I asked you if the Bible says we should compromise.
And we just had a discussion now for two programs in a row.
You're afraid to answer that question.
No, sir. I am not.
Does the Bible say we should compromise?
Okay, are you familiar?
It's embarrassing, Brian.
It's full of compromise. Why did Jesus let Mary Magdalene live? Why did he do that, brother?
The Bible is filled.
Why did he do that?
Because she repented.
Yes, that's right.
That's not compromise.
No, he actually...
He said, go and sin no more.
That's right. And can we be Christ-like? Can we open our eyes to what it is that we're here to do.
As long as Christians support people who are child killers, those people will never repent. Because they look at you, Brian, and say, there's a good man who supports me, so my child killing must not be that bad. If
Bob Dole, the reason we support him is because he opposes child killing, Bob. You're distorting the truth.
Brian,
you're distorting the truth, and you're holding the facts of that, what you've been presented, and for other people's political purposes, in the primary, for political purposes, to make sure that he didn't win because they wanted to win.
I have a clipping here from a newspaper 2 years ago about Bob Dole's church, United Methodist. It says where the homosexuals sit, where the liberals sit. When we come back, I'll ask you, why was that his church? Pro-aborts, too. We'll be right back. Hey, Brian, we obviously disagree quite a bit. I have here Bob Dole's church, Foundry United Methodist, radically pro-homosexual, radically pro-abortion.
Well, here's the problem, Bob. I don't know anything about his church, as I mentioned.
We
don't comment on that. We have, you know, Ronald Reagan also went to a Methodist church.
Hey, no, I'm talking about the Methodist church, the one that hates Christians, the church that loves homosexuality, loves abortion.
I don't know, Bob.
Well, let me tell you.
I'd like to do some research on where you have fellowshipped. I mean, come on, you can. I don't know. That's really not.
Would you like to know if Dole goes to a church that's in the pit of hell? Would you want to know that, or would you rather be in the dark about it?
I don't know where he goes to. I really don't know anything about church, but I know Liddy Dole.
Let me tell you.
I know Liddy Dole is born again.
Oh, yeah, right. Let me tell you their church, their pastor, Philip Wageman.
Stop the tape. Philip Wageman, since this debate with National Right to Life 12 years ago, he came to Denver. He was the president of Iliff Theological Seminary. He and I got to have an informal debate. And I asked him about an unborn child being self-aware. And he said, well, you know what? If the child is self-aware, it has awareness, then the pro-lifers are right. And I thought, wow, we're making some progress. This was at Iliff School of Theology. So he said, but how could we know if they're self-aware? And I pointed to a grand piano in the room. And I said, Philip Wageman, is this piano self-aware? And he said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. And I said, then you are not qualified to speak publicly about whether it's right or wrong to kill an innocent child. You are not qualified. That was Bob Dole's pastor. John McCain is even worse than Dole. Even more pro-choice. McCain doesn't even support any pro-life constitutional amendment. Any. Let's go back to the debate.
Let me tell you their church. Their pastor, Philip Wageman. And from the pulpit, he was given a picture of Jesus Christ dressed as a woman, because they had a day-long...
That's blasphemous.
They had a day-long homosexual festival there that was put on by a Bishop Spong. And Bob Dole's pastor was there, and they asked him at this day-long homosexual festival...
They asked Bob Dole or the pastor?
They asked Bob Dole's pastor, Philip Wageman, they've gone there for years, what he thinks about Jesus as a transvestite. And he said, well, offhand, I don't see anything against it.
That's blasphemous. I agree with you.
No, wait, Bob Dole's church hates Christians. They've chosen the worst church in the country. It's Hillary's church. She goes, when she's in Washington, she goes to that church.
Yeah.
Bob Dole would rather be...
Are you saying that's worse than like the metropolitan churches?
Yes.
It's worse. Okay, I don't. Let me tell you why.
Because lukewarm is worse than cold. Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, meaning you sort of have an appearance of being good, but you love homosexuality and you love abortion, that's worse than a church that despises everything that looks good.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go to that church, brother.
Hey, but Bob Dole sends his money to that church.
He does? I didn't know that.
His church.
He sent his money there?
Yes. Oh, for years.
And yeah, I see. But I didn't know that. But I'm not sure.
Bob Dole would rather be at a homosexual activist event.
Look, apparently, now I want to deal with the facts that I know.
Yeah.
He's willing, if you say they're pro-abortion, He is willing to stand against them and suffer their ire.
They deny the virgin birth.
Yeah. I don't know their doctrine, Bob.
They mock the Bible. Do you think that's the only church he could find? He goes there because that's what he worships. That's what he is. He is evil, and he has seduced good people. If the enemy could get the support of the good people, then the enemy will never lose. So
you mentioned earlier, if Jesus could be in the Indiana legislature, that even they wouldn't listen to him.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, you said that you talked to him about it, and that's what he said.
Now, I said I inquired of the Lord in the Bible, and Jesus said that if they won't believe Moses, then even if someone were to rise from the dead, they wouldn't believe him. And, you know, Moses told us that God said, do not shed innocent blood. And some people, like Bob Dole, you know, Bob Dole doesn't read the Bible. Did you know that? I have a quote here from World Magazine, March this year, March 16th, page 5. Mr. Dole told World Magazine flat out that he cannot find time to read the Bible, and he cannot remember any occasion when the Bible helped him decide a public policy issue.
Imagine the ability. Now, what's disappointing to me is that Bill Clinton will carry one around. And we've got some people that makes him happy because he's smooth and you know, Bob Dole. But the question on public policy.
Yeah, but neither of them read it, right?
Yeah, but the question of public policy is who will be willing to stop abortion?
Certainly not Bob Dole.
Well, see, that's where we have to disagree. And I can't talk to you, Bob, to be honest. I can't talk to you about the theology of his church because I don't know that stuff. But I do know the public policy that has gone through the federal legislature, through the U.S. Senate. I know what Bob Dole has done for the pro-life movement there. And it has been, as you mentioned earlier, a process, which is, yes, boring. It's not thrilling. It doesn't get people's hackles up real easy. But it's the way our form of government works. And in that form of government, Bob Dole has worked to implement pro-life policies. And the pro-abortion advocates of this nation know it, and they're vehemently opposed to him. They know he poses the greatest single threat to the abortion
monolith
of this
nation. Brian, that's a joke, right? Brian, that's a joke. They spew that out so you'll listen to the pro-aborts. They laughed. When we nominated Bob Dole, they laughed because you can document for a year the pro-abort media was pushing Bob Dole to the forefront because he was their guy, a wimp, who would never stand for what's right. He is a compromiser. He's lied to us on every issue, not just pro-life. He says he's against big government and high taxes. He's voted for them hundreds of billions of dollars of tax increases. When do you stand up and say, hey, this guy's lying to us?
Yeah. I will talk about, you asked me to come on and talk about the abortion issue and Bob Dole. I know that you've made a pretty strong commitment that across the board he's evil. He is inherently evil.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that
on
the pro-life issue, Bob Dole has done more implement pro-life policy. Now, if you say those weren't enough, and I know I want more done too, but they were what he was able to get cobble out dealing with 100 senators from across the political spectrum. He was able to get them together to pass something out of that legislature. Yeah. It's very, very difficult.
Is that why he supports China? I mean, they have radical forced abortion policies.
Yes, I know it.
Even Kemp tried to oppose China, and Eagle Forum asked Dole, will you stop supporting China because of their abortion policy?
Uh-huh.
He said no. I mean, time after time, he stabs us in the back. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going back to Brian Johnston. Brian.
Bob.
It's been very painful, Brian.
Bob, I want you to know that, like you, I've worked individually to save innocent human lives, the babies at the clinics. And we've had women in our home. And from doing that years ago, I came to the conclusion that what I wanted to do most of all was make sure that our laws, once again, would protect those babies. That was why our system is in place. And I found that it's much harder to work in that system, to work for the long run, to work not just to make a statement, but to make a difference. And it's very, very difficult And it is incremental. You can't get it all at once. What we are looking at is a situation that we have an opportunity to stop the most pro-abortion president in this nation's history. And Bob Dole is the only available evidence to do it. He has demonstrated, it isn't just words, he has demonstrated his commitment to implement public policy, which is difficult to do. Actually, it's easier for you and I to talk about what kind of laws we want. It's difficult for you and I to actually pass them. If we were to be in a legislative body, it's really hard work.
Brian,
and
he's
anyone
given
who's worked
hundreds,
with their local...
Brian, hundreds of millions of dollars to the nation's leading child killer, Planned Parenthood.
And that should stop. And he has worked. He's implemented the policy against international Planned Parenthood.
Oh, but how about hundreds of millions of dollars to kill kids here? He throws us a bone when he throws them $1 million.
He doesn't because you're simplifying the process.
No, it doesn't matter. If there's
then why are they opposing him, Bob?
Brian,
why are you joining with them in opposing Bob Dole? Joining Planned Parenthood in his opposition? They're not absolutists.
Till my last breath,
They're not in an ivory tower.
Till my last breath, I will oppose anyone who supports killing a single child.
And one of the problems we have, as we mentioned earlier, if your neighbor isn't perfectly pro-life, it's better to approve of that where he is wise, where he does realize, and encourage him to further protection. That as you were talking about rape and incest, let us win them over, as it says in 2 Timothy. Let us, because they've been taken captive in their minds, so we must convince them. But not attack them and call them evil because they don't fully they don't come to us 100%. We need to win them over.
Brian,
closer to us than Bill Clinton.
Brian, if you support killing some children, you are evil, and it's best that people let you know.
And is that how you talk to your neighbors? Is that when you go down the street?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. If I have a neighbor who supports killing an innocent child, I let them know they're evil.
You just say, you're evil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How about you're condemned? That's
Excuse
a
me?
Good one. You're condemned.
Yeah.
Jesus used that, didn't he?
You know what? Yeah, Jesus actually, I know he dealt with a young rich man. And he asked more of him, and the young rich man turned away, and Jesus was sad about that.
But didn't he tell people they're condemned?
Really? That's his M.O. He condemns people. Actually, that isn't what the scripture
Jesus...
I understand is that... Our God is a God of graciousness.
Hey, Brian,
and the wisdom that comes from above.
Brian, Jesus said, if you don't believe, you are condemned.
That's right.
John chapter 3. You know John 3:16, for God so loved the world?
Yes.
That's nice. John 3:18 is not nice. Because that's where Jesus said, if you don't believe, you are condemned.
Mm-hmm.
But we have people...
And so are we talking about his salvation now? Are we talking about... stopping the killing of babies?
Well, Bob,
I'm not sure about his salvation, and I'm not sure about other public policy.
One leads to the other, Brian.
Excuse me?
One leads to the other, because we have Christians affirming Bob Dole in his wickedness. He has the leading Christian organizations in the country supporting him, so he thinks he's all right with God.
Which ones are they?
Christian Coalition, National Right to Life. So when Judgment Day comes... and Bob Dole finds out that he's been the enemy of God, he'll say, yeah, but Ralph Reed supported me.
No, I...
Ralph Reed should have condemned him.
So in other words, we're electing...
You're risking Bob Dole's eternal salvation to play a political game. And your compromising is not going to get you any political advantage after 30 years of Christian leaders teaching the flock to compromise. This nation is far worse off than ever. Your system of compromising on a pragmatic level is an utter failure. You are helping the nation to go to hell with Bob Dole at the helm. We're out of time, Brian.
Bob, thanks for having me on. I wish that we could have actually talked about the specific
thank you
public
for your
policy.
Call. Thank you for your call. Bob Enyart reminding you to do right with the consequences.
Send your comments to Bob Enyart Live.
Stop the tape. Bob Dole cobbled out. He got us as much as he possibly could. You know, part of that, we mentioned yesterday, the partial birth abortion ban they were fighting for back then. That ban eventually passed last year, 2007, went into effect. From the beginning, it did not have the authority to stop a single abortion, not one single abortion. It did not have the authority to save one child's life, yet it raised $250 million. It helped to elect hundreds of pro-choice politicians because it gave them political cover, and they said, hey, I support the partial birth abortion ban. So it was a 15-year fiasco, a tragedy for the pro-life movement, and even Dr. James Dobson wrote in his newsletter that ending partial birth abortion did not save a single human life. What has changed in the 12 years since it was Bob Dole, the pro-abort in sheep's clothing? What has changed? Now it's John McCain. John McCain opposes constitutional amendments to protect unborn children, opposes the right to life of the unborn, says the state should decide whether you're going to kill kids or kill Jews or rape women. Come on, that's just a scam by people who are in rebellion against God. This is Bob and Yurt Live in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school. And our website is KGOV.com.